sustainable business strategies to supersize and grow your business. Consider them. I'm going to share 10 different sustainable categories of strategies of sustainable business practices to consider as you're growing and building and supersizing your business. Any one of these can be added to help you stand out, help you be the choice for the people that agree with that approach to sustainability. We've talked about some of these before, but we'll talk about just 10 today so I don't go on too long. The first one is the circular economy initiatives. These are longevity, the reuse, recycle type of strategies where we use sustainable packaging. We use processes that don't pollute or don't cause challenges to our environment and to our world. We use, and I'll cover some more of those in more detail because I have whole categories of these. But the first one is that our economy and our ecology is actually a cycle, kind of like the water cycle, right? Things go around and we want things to be reusable, renewable, biodegradable, and we want them to be built to last, right? We want to build longevity into our products and services. The second category is renewable energy adoption. Adopt the idea of renewable energy. Recycle your and reuse your water that you use in your manufacturing processes or in creating your products. Solar energy, wind energy, other types of energy that aren't necessarily dependent on fossil fuels. But you'll also notice that many of those technologies are dependent on fossil fuels in order to be created in the first place. So that's, I guess that's circular economy. Supply chain transparency is the third category of sustainability strategies. And we want to make sure people want to know where their stuff is coming from. I don't know about you, but I'm still horrified that chickens are allowed by the USDA to go to China for processing and then come back and appear on our store shelves. To me, that is horrifying. Just me. But solar energy, supply chain, we want to make sure and we want to know where our products come from. Where does stuff come from? It's got to be, I think it's got to be transparent and available to us so that we know, well, if something's leaving the country and coming back, and I don't care if it's China or any other country in the world, if it's leaving America and coming back, that means the USDA and our processors and our manufacturers who are selling and slapping their name on that product have no idea what's really happening to it when it's outside of their control. To me, as a quality manager, as a food safety expert, et cetera, that is horrifying. All right, we better go on to the next one. Fifth, sustainable packaging solutions, eco-friendly packaging, packaging that's easy to use, clean, safe, and functional is what I like to say, and recyclable or reusable in some way, shape, or form. I'm one of those people that loves those little Reynolds containers or packages that come in them, you know, sandwich meat and lunch meat and things, a whole bunch of things come in them now, but you can reuse that packaging so it doesn't go in your garbage and it doesn't go to the landfill, at least until you've used it a bunch of times, and then it's recyclable. How cool is that? That is an example of sustainable packaging. Emphasizing ethical labor practices. This is a biggie, and I think it's probably wholeheartedly ignored by most people that are in business or most manufacturers or most people that are business owners. They just don't see it, so they don't know about it, so it doesn't exist. The head in the sand ostrich strategy, I call that. Again, if people find out about something like that, if they find out that your products and services are being provided in sweatshop type situations or in countries where you pay pennies on the dollar for the products and services that you're selling people high ticket for, there's going to be a problem and there's going to be blowback from that. So consider the emphasis on and the importance of ethical labor practices. Guess what? Here's how you decide. If you wouldn't do it, if it's not right for you or your family, then the answer is no. That's my guideline. Number seven, data-driven sustainability, meaning we are monitoring, tracking, and using the data that we collect to make business decisions. So for sourcing materials, for sourcing raw materials, for utilizing resources, we can use data and information and tracking to make some of those decisions. So they're not all subjective. We've got a lot of objectivity around them. Number eight, corporate social responsibility, social interaction. This is when your corporation sponsors people to go out and volunteer in the community, to go out and volunteer at events, to go volunteer and give back to the areas that they operate in some way, shape, or form. That's actually one of my favorite strategies because everybody can do it. I have yet to meet a business that can't support their people, the people that are part of their team in their areas of interest and in endeavors that are important to them. Lots of corporations will do matching funds or matching labor hours, et cetera, or matching something when it comes to charitable contributions and allowing people time off to participate in things. I think United Way is a great example of that. Green technology adoption, meaning let's adopt things like energy efficiency, solar energy, smart buildings, electric cars. I'm not going to even say a thing about electric cars. That's up for each and every one of us to decide. But I think when we're considering sustainability, we need to consider the big picture of everything and the long-term impacts and viability of that solution, not just take it on face value, marketing value, or government hearsay or media hearsay, God forbid. And then finally, number 10, collaboration and partnerships. I love this one. This is probably my favorite strategy of all the sustainability strategies. Chances are you don't have expertise in hardly any of these strategic areas, right? So the best way to actually use them and implement them in your business is to partner with somebody that does. Now that means there's government programs and government organizations that partner with businesses to help them implement these sustainable strategies. There's also nonprofits, there's NGOs, all kinds of ways to creatively use these things to make the world a better place and make your business better. And if you align with the people that you serve and these are important things to them, you're going to do it if you want to survive and thrive in business. Now I'm going to make a little political aside, not political aside, but a warning and advice aside comment. If you align and think that strategies that are politically motivated are something that you want to tie your brand and your wagon to, go right ahead. But all I'm going to say is Disney, I think, is going to prove to be the biggest warning example of what happens when you do that. All right, that's it. Have an awesome day. Think about these strategies. Share in the comments below if you are actually applying any of them and which ones are your favorite. And I will be with you tomorrow with another supersizing your business strategy. Have an awesome day.